This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. President Trump calls for protesters to peacefully go home. Wednesday morning, January the 6th, massive crowds of Trump supporters gathered outside the nation's capital to show support for their president at a Stop the Steal rally. Inside the Capitol, the entire Congress gathered together to count the Electoral College votes. As expected, Alabama's electoral votes were officially given to President Trump, followed by Alaska's votes. When it came time for Arizona's votes, which were designated for Biden, Vice President Mike Pence asked if there were any objections. Arizona Representative Paul Gosar stood up and objected the vote, and he was seconded by the required senator, Ted Cruz, of Texas. This then triggered the houses to separate and go into their two-hour sessions of debate. The debate sessions abruptly halted and lawmakers went into lockdown after a group of rioters breached the Capitol building and made their way into the House and Senate chambers. The legislators went into an emergency recess and the U.S. Capitol Police barricaded the doors and drew their weapons. At least one explosive device was found near the U.S. Capitol and an unarmed protester was shot and killed. Leaders and public officials quickly took to Twitter, Facebook, and any other possible means of mass communication. President Trump tweeted a video where he acknowledged the voter fraud but begged the people to go home and to restore peace. He tweeted, "I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you." Twitter has since removed these tweets and Facebook has followed suit. Senator Ted Cruz also tweeted saying, "Those storming the Capitol now need to stop. Now, the Constitution protects peaceful protest, but violence from the left and right is always wrong. And those engaged in violence are hurting the cause they say they support." Reverend Samuel Rodriguez, president of the National Christian Leadership Conference, and Reverend Johnny Moore, president of the Congress of Christian Leaders, released a joint statement condemning the mob's behavior. "Under these circumstances, there is no conceivable situation where what happened within the U.S. Capitol today is acceptable activity. Violent anarchist behavior emanating from the far left or the far right is immoral and criminal, and it should be summarily condemned, beginning with the President of the United States, and its perpetrators ought to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Those many thousands of peaceful protesters whose First Amendment rights have been spoiled by this behavior should go home for their own safety." The statement continued, "We are relieved that both President-elect Biden and President Trump have now spoken directly to the issue, telling protesters in D.C. to go home and calling for peace. We call on all Americans, Democrat and Republican, to unite in prayer for our nation that righteousness and justice, love and faithfulness will guide the heart of our nation." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.